This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Aha! Here we are, another hour. You can spend cogently with the DJV, as well, two-thirds of us anyway. Jennifer's connection to the world seems to have become something out of this world. So
her so internet connection, not her physical connection.
No. Victoria and Doug here on the DJV program. Speaking of out of this world, NASA, do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Is considering a mission to Venus because scientists have found, remember all the conversation the last couple of weeks about the signs of life there. This is something.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever considered a trip to Venus until this happened, right?
No, not at all. Researchers, for those of you who didn't know it, last week researchers detected some evidence that sort of suggests that there are microbes living in the sulfuric acid-laden clouds of the planet's atmosphere. How in the name of God they figure that out is way beyond our pay grade. Think about how far away
it is. Beyond the physics for non-science majors class that I took in college.
Right. So they've been studying the clouds from the NASA telescopes that are in Hawaii and in Chile, and they think that there are signature signs of phosphine, which is a gas that is on Earth, and we associate it with life in an oxygen-free environment. It's not part of our, it's not, it's here, but we don't need it to live. The planetary scientist at MIT, Sarah Seeger, said researchers have ruled out several factors that could have produced the gas on Venus, such as volcanoes, lightning strikes, or small meteorites. Because remember, when meteorites come, this is why I think what I do about life on our planet, the meteorites are full of life that survives in the capsule that is the meteorite. When it crashes into another planet, then life, it's kind of like, remember, you probably don't remember, there was a Star Trek movie about a planet. I think it was, the planet was called Genesis. And the planet presented the ability to take life to other planets. I'm being cumbersome above, but that's basically what it was about. And this sort of, it's the same idea here, only in reality. You know, the science fiction writers, sometimes they're right on, Victoria, mm-hmm. with some of the things that they predict. Anyway, so there's unknown chemistry there, and it's going to be hard for them to figure out, but it's just intriguing to me that there is a possibility of life, and we figured it out by looking at something through the lenses of something on the islands of Hawaii. That's very cool. And the missions, anyway, they'd send kind of robotic spacecraft to Venus to nose around. Officials say the new research may now accelerate the space agency making a decision to go out there. So, there it is. Now, speaking of space, the influence of space, the atmosphere on the weather, El Niño, La Niña. I think this year is supposed to be an El Niño year. Am I right to make it winter lousy where you and I are?
I do not know. I haven't followed much with the Niño and Niña. Yeah.
All right.
But
we're
still in the... Yeah, I haven't gotten to winter yet. I know you like to rush us along, but we're still in tropical storm.
I want to get over winter already and get to next spring.
I think a lot of people do, yeah. Right. So there have been so many hurricanes already this season in 2020 that we are no longer on names. We are now on Greek letters, which is something that doesn't happen all the time. So now we are on Alpha and Beta. Those two storms are being watched. Beta especially right now is a tropical storm that has already caused flooding off the coast of Texas. So this is the Texas Panhandle, and then it kind of stretches to east of New Orleans. And the docks have already been flooded over. The canals are flooded over. In St. Charles Parish in Louisiana, they're already evacuating people, and they're still not even recovered from last week's hurricane. So Laura did a lot of damage, and we've just had one after another, and it hits the same spot. Now over in the east, and that's going to continue Monday night through, it's kind of starting on Monday, and then it will go through Wednesday and Thursday, probably. It's moving west-northwest at 6 miles per hour at this point, so we'll see where it goes, but it looks like a lot of rain. It's not going to be as intense as the previous storms, but more rain, it could be another foot, and it moves slowly, and that's the problem with the flooding. So flooding is really an issue of concern. And so on the East Coast, churning just above Bermuda now is tropical storm, or is Hurricane Teddy. It's actually a Category 2 hurricane. It will not hit land, but anywhere up and down the East Coast this entire week, you're going to have really dangerous riptides. You're going to have very large storm surge, a lot of big waves. So this is great for surfers this week, but the weather will be warmer, at least in New Jersey where we are. We're getting back up into the upper 70s. But just, you know, be very, very cautious this week if anyone's heading to the beach because the water is really dangerous.
Yeah, you got to be careful about a lot of things this week. There's a study out that I thought would intrigue you because it's about young people and their relationship to their elders. As we all know, growing up, our parents knew nothing. And as we get older, maybe they aren't so bad. Maybe they don't know a few things. But when you look at the impact of the OK Boomer group and the investment outlook for the young people who are coming along, divide, I guess, between the old and the young seems to have broadened. There's an analytical piece from Deutsche Bank this week. And I know you're pretty savvy. Actually, you're probably a lot more savvy about this stuff than I am, Victoria. I don't spend a lot of time with investment. I've always believed that I invest in something I know. Therefore, this business and my farm and stuff. I'm not big on investing, but I think you're pretty savvy. You impress me with when you talk about stuff like that. And so I wonder whether you and your friends, you're on the older end. Isn't that something? When you consider yourself in the older, we were talking last week about how the kids from 18 to 38 don't know anything about the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's that horrible survey. 18 to 39, and not obviously not every person who's 18 to 39, but people surveyed,
way too many,
knew very, very little about the Holocaust, and it was scary.
Yeah. So the same age group has a problem with money, finances, and one wonders how it all started.
I can tell you how it starts.
Okay, go
ahead. It's day one of going on your college campus when it's table after table of credit card companies getting you to sign up and you get a free credit card. That's how it started for me. That's how it started for all of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then you max the card right away, and because it's like a $500 limit or a $1,000 limit, and then the debt cycle begins there. And then if you also
it's training you to be in debt.
And then if you also have student loans, then that's my entire generation's story right there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's how it starts.
Yep.
And a lot of us can't afford houses. And it's not that we can't. See, the thing that's really frustrating, and my husband and I have been talking about this over the weekend, it's because we rent. We're renters. We're Manhattan renters, which most people in Manhattan
My daughter rent. And her husband are, too.
Yeah.
They're older
and so
than you are.
We're in New Jersey, and we're now, we've moved down to the shore, and we're still renting. We would love to own our own place, but, the down payments are it's so expensive to put
Can't
a 20%
Can't you find a 3%, 3% down and 3% interest? Those are around
every
here.
Person your age says that to me, and it's not, it doesn't exist anymore. So, and even my parents have said, well, I put 3% down. I'm like, Mom, that doesn't exist. If you pay less than 20% down, then you have to pay PMI, prime mortgage insurance, every month. And depending on, let's say you buy like a $300,000 house, that could be another $400 a month that gets tacked on for the prime mortgage insurance because you didn't put 20% down. When you look at the long term, 30 years of paying an extra $400 a month because you didn't have that 20%, think about the debt cycle that's creating. So you're going to end up spending so much more on your prime mortgage insurance payments every month than you would have had you been able to scrape together the 20% down. It's a disaster. And this is something that no one really thinks about. unless you're like in our situation where we would love to buy a place, but we don't have the money for a down payment. We're paying off, you know, credit card bills and student loans and things like that. So this is why the millennial and millennial adjacents up to 40. This is why
millennial adjacents. Wow.
This is why we don't own homes.
This is a term.
And this is, you know, I mean, well, it's kind of like a made up term, but you know, but that's the bottom line. That's the simple math of it all. That's why we don't own a home. I would actually think your daughter's probably in the same boat as that.
My daughter and her husband make, you know, they're both college profs. They're both sort of tenured, and you know, they're making plenty of money. So
they make
around
enough money
here,
that they could certainly pay a mortgage, right?
Right.
But
you know what they're doing?
Into the house
but
is the problem.
They both have debt. I've helped Megan with her college debt.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping Matthew because he doesn't have anybody in his family. And so whatever they make goes a good portion of it to paying it down.
Yeah.
And the interest rates, that's one of the biggest things. Those people suck.
That's one of the things that I agreed with Bernie.
Oh,
when Bernie Sanders said no college loan should be more than 15%. 15% is even really high.
15% shouldn't be more than 3. It should be whatever the federal interest guidelines
right.
So like 3 per, you know,
see,
so you make a point. So if it costs you a point to borrow the money from the feds, then you add another point for some kind of profit, and that's it.
Right.
You mean stay on the back of these kids? You're screwing up their lives. You're screwing up the, and we've screwed it up. It isn't so much the money. We keep talking about this, that you ought to have a college degree. Bourgeois. You don't need a college degree to be successful. If you have an aptitude for things that are mechanical, that's what you ought to do. And you don't need a college degree.
True.
Training as a plumber. You can apprentice and learn.
I think a lot of people are considering trades now, which is good because you see insurmountable debt with the day you graduate from college.
Nuts.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
But but that's one thing that I always agreed with Bernie Sanders on that. Going after these credit loan agencies that are charging these kids 15, 20, 25, some are 25%. And those are the kids who are the least likely to be able to repay it. Those are the kids whose families come from, you know, lower income and they don't have good credit, and they're the ones who get slapped with the biggest amount of debt. That disproportionately affects black and brown kids. So that is part of, when people talk about systemic racism, that's part of the system right there. The lower your credit score, the higher the interest you have to pay.
That affects white people too.
Debtor's
prison. Throw somebody in jail because they haven't paid the bill. How the hell do they pay their bill if they're in jail?
We need so many reforms. It's crazy.
Yeah, we do. Alexa device now. Well, let's talk a little about what we said about Samuel L. Jackson last Friday. Our clip of the day today at DGVShow.com is a wake-up call. Yes, you can wake up to Samuel L. Jackson and his profanity. You want to start your day that way? It's kind of a funny way to start your day if you like him. I can't mimic him at all, so I won't try to do that. But you can kind of get the gist of it. If you haven't heard that story or the way we treated it, that's really the charm of the clip of the day, how we talk about what's going on. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, clip of the day and the entire day's broadcast every day at DJVShow.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This hour of the DJV visit is Gaga. Got a new video for her song 911. This is from her album Chromatica, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she shared this video, releasing Chromatica originally in May, among her first solo albums since Joanne in 2016. Gaga plans to kick off her Chromatica Ball Tour next summer with the dates in North America, Boston, Toronto, New York, Chicago, the usual big city stops. She says of Chromatica's darker undertones, there's not one song on that record that's not true, not one. I just totally gave up on myself. I didn't like being famous. I felt exhausted and used up. Gaga said, I don't hate Lady Gaga anymore. I found a way to love myself again, even when I thought that that was never going to happen. Gaga credited friends like Elton John. Quote, he always calls me when I'm down, and that usually means I don't pick up the phone because I isolate myself. And then I get a message that they're thinking of me. I'm sure Elton John and his wife, husband.
Husband. Husband. Definitely not wife.
All right. Gaga's struggles inspired the... Why? Elton is... Okay, never mind. Gaga's struggles inspired the upcoming anthology book, Channel Kindness, a collection of inspirational stories written by young people, personal notes of empowerment released in partnership with Gaga's Born This Way Foundation. The book, which includes an introduction written by Gaga, comes out next week. Or this... No, it's tomorrow comes out, right? Yeah. Gaga says... Within these pages, you'll meet young change makers who found their inner strength, prevailed in the face of bullies, started their own social movements, and decided to break through the mental health stigma. These storytellers share how they felt, embraced kindness with every fiber of their being by helping others without the expectation of getting anything in return. I think, you know, Gaga is one of these people, like most of us, we have our insecurities. We have our things, and she's not afraid to talk about it, which I think is something that's very helpful. I think there's a balance, Victoria. When people have things and they can help others with their stories, I think it's cool. Sometimes it goes a little too far. I do not think that's the case with Gaga. I quite like her. And you don't, you know, what the average person thinks is, wow, look at this woman. She's fabulous. She's got all this money, and she's got men chasing her, and look at the life she leads. How could she be anything but happy? And there's plenty
of know what's going on
examples of people
life.
Who have money's not their problem in this life. It's relationships. So at any rate, that's that story. 26 after the hour. Here's Ziggy Marley now making a visit. Latest album is a children's album, like his 2009 release Family Time, full of famous friends and very kind vibes and intentions. Mr. Marley says he wants to reflect the spirit of his four-year-old son, Isaiah, and to help create a Saturday morning pajama jam vibe. I like that. First single is called Play With Skies. Is that what we're listening to? Let me listen to this. Singer and guitarist Ben Harper's on this. Sheryl Crow adds vocals to Everywhere You Go. This is what we're listening to now. Yeah, just enough reggae in there to give it a beat. Right. It's kind of a sunny ode to supportive community. And then there's guitarist Tom Morello and rapper Busta Rhymes with Move Your Body. How's that sound? We have that?
I don't think we have that one. We've got the Alanis Morissette one.
All right. Alanis Morissette sings on the song Please Excuse Me, Thank You, which introduces children to the idea of ethics by emphasizing politeness and kindness. Yes? See if some of that. I think I would like to get something. I'd like to get this for my grandson.
Miles would like this.
Yeah, he would like it. Yeah. How do I order it and send it to him? Is there a way?
You can download.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he has a short list of finalists of nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
Nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written.
The president says he's planning to nominate a woman this week, and he expects the Republican-controlled Senate would move quickly to approve his choice. But Democrats are staying optimistic about getting enough GOP defections to block such a vote before the election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was Ginsburg's dying wish that her seat stay open until after Election Day.
And we only need two more senators to say that they will abide by RBG's wish.
Tropical Storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains and storm surge to Texas. It could hit near Galveston later today. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Apply yourself to my mother and father used to say, so I did, and I have, and I am. And it still is okay to apply yourself. Apply yourself to the day. This is the DJV way for many people to start the day. Sometimes later in the day, you can hear the program all day, every day at DJVshow.com. Should you desire, you can check out little bits and pieces of it, too. That's kind of cool. We're here to fight truth decay in every way we can. I got a couple of things up my sleeve here, but you also have done a wonderful job with your sleeve. What do you have up your sleeve, Victoria?
Well, the CDC.
And by the way, Jennifer's not here because she's technically unable to be.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right. CDC has new recommendations. Yes.
Yes, the CDC is back. So here's the thing. I read this headline. It said, updated
new day, new recommendations.
Updated CDC guidance acknowledges coronavirus can spread through the air. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Is this a headline from 5 months ago? Because we already know that. Well, apparently the detailed new guidance from the CDC is that it can spread more than 6 feet. The current guidance says that it spreads mainly between people in close contact within 6 feet. That's why if someone sneezes and you're 6 feet away from them, then you are likely to, the virus can travel to another person. That's why we wear masks, and that's why we have the social distancing.
Didn't they say something about it spreads with aerosols, too?
It's aerosolized. That's how it spreads. So it's respiratory droplets. It's the same thing as aerosolized. Okay. So now the new guidance says there's growing evidence that droplets and airborne particles can remain suspended in the air and be breathed in by others and travel distances beyond 6 feet, for example, during choir practice, in restaurants, or in fitness classes. In general, indoor environments without good ventilation increase the risk. Okay, so the reason that this is important now is because gyms, choir practice, restaurants, these are all the places that everyone's in again. And so this is part of the problem. I don't know why the CDC is so far behind on this. I know that there's been some political footballing happening between the pandemic panel that Mike Pence runs and the CDC. There's been a lot of stuff back and forth. But we've already known this. I feel like we've talked about this for months on the show, that they did initial testing on these droplets and being aerosolized.
Yeah.
And they can travel 27 feet. This is not new.
No.
But the problem, though, is that because this stuff keeps changing, people are going back into restaurants. They're doing fitness classes indoors now in the gym. The weather is starting to turn, depending on where you are in the country. It's getting a little bit cooler. Restaurants are going to be opening up in Manhattan on September 30th. You can go indoors. This is going to lead to all of the new spikes that we've been warned about.
I'm fessing up here. I made reservations to have a dinner on Saturday night with a friend, but it was an outside restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, it was warm and kind of nice on Friday, so I figured, Saturday would be all right. Well, it turned cold here to the point where it didn't get above 60 either on Sunday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Same
so,
here.
At nighttime, they didn't have any inside seating, they didn't have heat lamps, they didn't have sound. Nope, I said, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
so it ended up being something else. But there are a lot of places that still don't have inside, even though we're in a crunch now. So most communities were trying to support the restaurants and encourage them to do outside, but now that it's getting cold, how do we save these restaurants?
Right.
That's going to be the question.
A lot of restaurants in New Jersey are, they already have outside spaces set up with tents and heat lamps. Yeah. So I think heat lamps, but see, that's part of the problem. When you're outside, and this is why I will not go to a restaurant even and sit outside, because the tables are not distanced. They're on top of each other, and no one's wearing a mask. This weekend, it was a beautiful, sunny weekend. We took the dogs for a walk along the beach yesterday. Every restaurant had people in it, not as much as the summer capacity crowd, but still a lot of people. The tables are right next to each other, as always, and no one's wearing a mask while you're sitting at the table, which is, that's what the guidance says. You don't need to be wearing one while you're seated. We're just going to see more and more cases spiking because you're next to each other. You're still going to spread it. I don't know. I don't find that restaurants in any capacity right now are safe. And last week we talked about that new study that came out of, I think it came out of California, where it was 2,700 adults that they surveyed and who had COVID, and they all had been to a restaurant within 14 days of becoming sick. So I
Pretty
want the
obvious.
Restaurant business to thrive. I used to be a bartender. I worked in hospitality for a long time.
Really? I didn't know you. Did you ever say that before? I didn't know you were a bartender.
Yes, yes.
Where?
For
when?
Years. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Anyway, it's not that interesting, but anyway, I'm just saying,
I bet you got good tips, though. You kind of sometimes spike up the ring for the drinks for guys who look like Garofalo or whatever his name is.
Yes, I wanted to get I was so fortunate that I had a flood of Jimmy Garoppolo doppelgangers coming into my bar, which would be a great problem to have. I'm just saying, I obviously we all want to support the restaurant industry. We live in a little tourist village with lots of restaurants. We are friends with all of the bartenders and managers because we're full-time residents
regulars.
Here. We know everybody.
Yeah.
And we're regulars. And it's really kind of heartbreaking for us and for them. We just don't know what's going to happen with them. And I read this other heartbreaking thing over the weekend that when people are going to restaurants, that the tipping percentage is way, way down.
What?
If you are going to go to a restaurant now, now is the time to throw in the 30% tip. When we get takeout, we leave a $10 or $15 tip on top of our takeout just to take care of the people who are working there to try to help offset the lack of business. And it's horrible. Like, who are these cheap-ass people going to a restaurant now and not tipping well? Like, who are you? Stay home.
I stopped. I had to go to New York on Saturday to deliver some equipment for an auction that's coming up this weekend, and I stopped at a little restaurant that I love to stop at, a little diner. And I had oatmeal and a banana and some hot tea. And what else did I have? But it wasn't a lot. It was a $14 bill, and I left $20 because I thought,
right,
you know,
that's what I've been doing if I can. Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. But the oatmeal was great. All right, here's another one. This is something. These are all from the. Oh my God, do you believe this? Because it's been outside of our wheelhouse to talk about things like this because we're so wrapped up with three or four major things. Well, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially Fancy Nancy, you'll be happy to know, by the way, Fancy Nancy has given us Victoria. This is something that is a part of what the feds are involving themselves in, but I'm not sure how aggressive they're being when it comes to money for suspected terrorists and terrorism. Drug dealers, corrupt officials in many countries are moving trillions of dollars into our banks because we have the biggest banks. They have a lot of big banks in Germany and in Europe. And the money is going back and forth without it being, you know, we have this thing here. I think I told you the story a week or so ago, Victoria, about a friend of mine who owns a restaurant. And he regularly brings $8,000-$9,000 in cash and puts in the bank. And so he was tabbed as somebody who would be suspicious because obviously he's doing something wrong if he's putting that much cash in the bank. Because most people who have that much cash never put it in the bank. They never account for it because they don't want to pay taxes on it. Here's somebody who's doing the right thing, putting the money in the bank, so it shows up someplace on a record, and the feds are investigating him because it's highly unusual that somebody put that money. What kind of moronic, stupid thing is that? What the hell do you think people who deal in a cash business are going to do with it? Are you encouraging them? That's really what you're doing. You're encouraging them to not report the money and not pay taxes on it by giving them a hard time. What stupidity. Does anybody have any common sense? And meanwhile, all of these corrupt officials from Venezuela and God knows who knows where else, Russia, China, they float money all over the place. And the banks look the other way because it's good for business.
Well, that's what
you
Deutsche Bank is dealing with right now. Deutsche Bank has been taking, Ghislaine Maxwell. We remember that name. Jeffrey Epstein's
pal. Deutsche Bank is number one in the terms of corruption. Number one.
Yeah, and so part of the problem there is they have allowed, when Jeffrey Epstein was still alive, he had $500-something million, and he was moving it around, paying off people, and you know, and he was doing a lot of illegal stuff, which is why the Southern District of New York, where Jeffrey Epstein lived, they're the ones involved in that case, and they're going after Deutsche Bank to release their records. Part of that is not related to Jeffrey Epstein, but Ghislaine Maxwell is involved in that. She had money that was being moved all around illegally through Deutsche and all through other countries and islands and all kinds of stuff. And part of the problem that Trump is going to face whenever he's no longer in office, he's got some loans and dealings with Deutsche Bank, too, that's been tied up in that stuff. So Deutsche Bank somehow turned out to just be this cesspool of corruption. They've got Putin money. I mean, they've got money from every bad actor that you can imagine.
Lovely.
Yep.
To be
unregulated examined all this time.
Yep. Coming up, some car talk, in a manner of speaking. You want to know what vehicle is the number one American-made vehicle? I'll tell you that in a matter of moments. Don't forget about our Your Hidden Power program. Every week it's available in podcast form. You get direct access to your subconscious with the current, the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast. Yep. What do you know about your subconscious? How does it affect your daily lives? You'd be amazed at how empowering it is, but you need to be aware of it, thinking about your subconscious. Do you do that at all? This is something that really is. We probe into that deeply in the most recent Your Hidden Power. It's episode 160, and all of the previous 159 are listed there. So if you're interested in beyond the beyond, if you will, get direct access by going to yourhiddenpowershow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, without Jen in this hour. The number one product in America that's all American. You want to buy American? Want to take a guess at what vehicle has more American parts in it than any other? Take a guess, Victoria.
Ford?
Well, Ford what, though? It
Ford
is a
Motors?
Ford product. Yes.
Oh, you mean a specific car?
Yes, because they're different.
I would have different. To go with the Ford 150.
You're getting closer. The
okay.
Ford Ranger, 85% of the parts in it come from the United States or Canada.
What does that look like? I've never heard of the Ford Ranger.
It's a small pickup truck. Smaller, yeah, kind of a utility thing. It's cute. I say this not to be a sexist, but it's a good little truck for a woman. One of the ladies that works on the farm drives one of them. The Dodge Caravan.
How about them just say a lady on the farm drives one instead of this is a good truck for a woman?
The Dodge Caravan is number two, but they're going to stop making those, I think, aren't they? I don't know why, because the minivan's been very popular.
I don't know. I think minivans are still around for good reason.
And number three. On the list is the Chevrolet Corvette. So, of all of the vehicles that are made in America, want parts, Ranger 1, Grand Caravan 2, Chevrolet Corvette number 3 on that list.
Everyone can afford a Corvette, right?
Of course! Let's go get one! 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, it's Monday, Money Pit time. It doesn't just have to be Monday. It could be Tuesday. It could be Wednesday. Questions and answers for Tommy Lee Kay. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. They have a fabulous podcast. They have a fabulous newsletter. And they also have a host who knows his way around a hammer and a tong. No, probably not a tong. But a hammer and a... Hammer and a nail? You're going to love this one. Okay. So I'm putting metal roofing on one of the barns.
Okay.
And the original roof has cement on it. It's not, it's, it was, there's no wood in the barn. It's all steel and cement.
Huh.
So we have to screw the screws into the cement
for the
that's
roof?
Underneath the current roof.
Huh.
So you get longer ones and really special, there's special screws
right.
that you have to
like
put in there.
Tapcon screws?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how
is that
you know?
Was that the punchline I just gave you?
Yeah. Next.
Hey, do I know my hardware?
Yes, you do.
Well, for those that are listening, then don't know what the heck we're talking about. There is a type of screw that's designed to go right into concrete. You do have to drill a pilot hole, of course, but you don't have to put like a lead shield in it first the way you used to have to. And it's called a Tapcon. And you'll notice that they're, you see them in the store, they're always blue. I think it's part of the trademark.
Yes. They are blue. Yeah. Well, aren't they blue because they get hot or something? They can get hot.
So. I think, who knows? They got a coating on them, though, that helps you dry them in.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I've used them a lot. They're great structural.
Good. You want to come down to the barn?
No, not that much.
We need a couple of more hands to get this roof on.
You do.
The sheets are, you'll love this. The sheets are 27 feet long.
Wow.
And 3 feet wide. That's the pitch. The roof is, you know, on both sides. And so, anyway, we'll get up there. We've got a boom truck that's going to be here. And
must be tough to manage them in the wind.
You can't do it in the wind.
Yeah.
You have to do it on a calm, quiet day. Yep. Here's Jonathan, a listener of this program, is concerned about VOCs. Okay, what's that?
Well, VOCs are volatile organic compounds. And they were an ingredient into paint for many, many years, and other things as well. And what he's concerned about, Doug, is that this is going to expose him to toxins.
Are we talking about asbestos, the like? That
well,
kind of stuff?
Just the chemical side of that.
Yeah, okay.
And what he's asking me about is he wants to know if it's okay so that he's not exposed to VOCs to use latex paint because it was part of, oil-based or...
I'd say no, wouldn't you?
And I say no, too, because he wants to paint kitchen cabinets. I think latex paint is fine on walls and ceilings, and then maybe trim, but I would not use it on anything that you need, like, sort of a durable surface, because it doesn't stand up to the abrasion. I think for kitchen cabinets, you should prime them and paint them with solvent or oil-based finishes. Now, in terms of your concern, Jonathan, about VOCs, you should know that those were the old days. And today the paints are much, 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 much safer. They don't have the same kinds of concerns that we had years ago. So if you want to paint your kitchen cabinets, go for it. Ventilate well as you would normally, but I would definitely use an oil-based finish because otherwise you're going to be a sad guy when you see that paint start to strip and chip off.
Well, it flakes off. I have made that mistake in the past. One of the things going on the farm now, we have a huge, the main barn is a huge big barn. And I'm redoing all the windows on it. And because I like oil-based paint, I'm pretty much resigned to using Rust-Oleum because it does a much better job, covers better. And some of these windows have been neglected for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having to rebuild the wood casing stuff.
Yep.
And you need to prime them and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I find oil-based paint's much better for my needs anyway.
For
durability,
the farm, durability, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, what's cooking in the podcast this week? What do you have that's cool?
We are talking about how to plan the perfect kitchen makeover. Doug, this is the time of year when people are tackling kitchens. There's a big rush on to get your kitchen done. Sort of the mental
Christmas,
goal line is the holiday season.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When you usually put your kitchen to work. And so there's so many folks that are getting ready for that. We lay out, the step-by-step way to plan the kitchen, not make mistakes that are going to be costly that you're going to regret and have to do again.
And is it too early to talk about fall fix-ups? It looks like you got something in the newsletter about that.
Yeah, we call fall the Goldilocks season because it's not too hot and it's not too cold, right? It's perfect to do all the work you need to do outside.
Yeah.
So we walk you through a five-step checklist on what projects you ought to tackle, weekend by weekend to get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So there's all kinds of ways at your service. They certainly are. Go to moneypit.com or check out the newsletter. You can sign up for it and make sure that podcast, a lot of info there. Yeah. Just generally all around fabulous info-oriented program. Very helpful. That's why it's so popular on hundreds of stations around.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.